This time, I'm not allowed to meet your eyes, so instead I stare at the bite mark on my arm. It's 3 days old now, almost entirely faded. But I remember the moment you gave it to me so clearly. I want to sink into that memory, to lose myself in that moment of your ecstasy. But it's a bad little pet that lets her mind wander. The part of me that can still rebel against you wonders why it's wrong to admire your handiwork. But it's your hands that should capture my attention, here and now, just as my hands are captured by their bonds. It's a struggle to remain still, to keep my head down while you circle me again and again, admiring my body as I await your next instruction. A pretty picture I must make, bound, naked, kneeling, my face turned away at your command. I don't need to look up because I can hear the rhythmic smack of the paddle against your open palm. I shiver and wait. This time I'm not allowed to meet your eyes. I asked for the blindfold and you denied me, so I must remember that. I must be strong in my surrender, willing to do as you order, obedient to your every desire. I must not let my eyes linger on that bite mark too long, that bit of bruised flesh, that reminder of your moment of weakness, the closest you ever come to losing control. I live for that moment, even when the truest need in me is to be under your control. The greater my submission, the greater heights to which it drives you. And so with every breath, I strive to be still, silent, patient, until you grant me permission to speak. Even when you tell me what I must say, how I must beg, giving voice to the words eases the aching knot within me. Your words upon my lips, whether they sound crisp and clear with my eagerness to please, or ragged and breathless in the throes of my pain, your words upon my lips are the most beautiful things I have ever heard. It is the silence that makes me shiver, when I do not yet know how to please you, and I must wait, trying not to stare at the bite mark on my arm, until you tell me what it is I must do.